This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. There's so much going on in today in Trump land. What a fabulous day. What a terrible day. What a all-around wonderful day. It's just more exciting stuff in Trump land. Lots of controversy. My good friend Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer, the investigative journalist, confronts the Democratic Muslim candidate I told you about on this show on Friday. She's a woman. She's Muslim in Minneapolis. She's a Minnesota state representative, Ilhan Omar, and she's married to her brother and had children with her brother. And she confronts her and is kicked off Facebook. No, not the Muslim who's married to her brother kicked off Facebook. Laura Loomer is kicked off Facebook. And, you know, of course, there's no shock there. We all understand that, right? This is what we're up against. This is what we're facing. Who determines what's hate speech? Who determines what's fake news? There's nothing fake about a Muslim woman who's in office in Minnesota representing a Somali district who's married to her brother. This isn't what America's about. That's hate speech? To say America's not about a woman married to her brother? Having children with her brother? This isn't what we bring into America. I don't want you in America. I don't want people to believe in Sharia law or marrying their brother or having sex with a three-year-old girl in America. And that's what you get when you bring many, not all, but many Muslim refugees into America. Now we elect them to office. Aren't Democrats wonderful people? We elect them to office. Conservative activist Laura Loomer crashed a campaign event on Sunday for two Minneapolis area Muslim Democrats, Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. A congressional candidate in Detroit held a joint campaign event at the Holy Land Deli in Minneapolis. This is America. Can you imagine? Rashida Tlaib will likely be America's first female Palestinian and Muslim member of Congress. Rashida celebrated her primary win last week by posting a hateful tweet against Israel. We cannot allow American foreign aid to be used to violate the human rights of people of any race, nation, or ethnicity. I will not fund or stand by silently when there is injustice. And then we've got Ilhan Omar, who married her brother in 2009. The two are currently divorced. On Sunday, Laura Loomer confronted both of the politicians about their attacks on Israel and their association with the far-left anti-Semite Linda Sarsour. At one point in the video, Laura asked Ilhan why she married her brother. Palestinian congressional candidate Rashid Tlaib assaults Jewish journalist Laura Loomer at Muslim political event. Laura posted the video on Facebook this afternoon. Facebook took down her account. Facebook just unpublished my page. Less than 24 hours ago, she said, this is Laura Loomer, I confronted two jihadi candidates for Congress. I used my Facebook to publish my video exposés of Jew hatred, terrorism of left-wing politicians, terrorism by left-wing politicians. These are the people trying to influence the 2018 elections. This is from Laura Loomer. And I guess the video, and let's, Andrew, if you're listening, Andrew Paul, my producer, call Laura. Let's get her on the show right away. Get me Laura Loomer, okay? Get me Laura Loomer. And at the same time that's happening, another wonderful Muslim in office, a congressman, Keith Ellison, is now running for Attorney General of Minneapolis, of Minnesota, excuse me, state of Minnesota. Video shows Democratic Party Deputy Chair. He's the Democratic Party's Deputy Chair, DNC Deputy Chair, in addition to being a congressman, Keith Ellison, physically abusing a woman and screaming, effing, B-I-T-C-H. Karen Monahan is an organizer for the far-left Sierra Club. This weekend, she warned she was going to break her silence and share a story about a very powerful man who abused her. Now, keep in mind, she's a big leftist, the far-left Sierra Club. On Saturday, her son Austin posted this report on Facebook describing the abuse his mother endured from the Democratic Party leader Keith Ellison. Austin describes seeing video of horrific abuse by Ellison. Austin Monahan describes this video where Ellison is screaming, effing, B-I-T-C-H, and dragging his mother off a bed by her feet. In the middle of 2017, I was using my mom's computer trying to download something, and I clicked on a file. I found over 100 texts and Twitter messages and video, almost 2 minutes long, that show Keith Ellison dragging my mama off the bed by her feet, screaming, calling her up, you know what rhymes with witch, and telling her to get the F out of his house. I used to believe Democrats are the ones who would stand by a person who went through this kind of abuse. Shows how stupid you are. Your mother did not raise a smart boy, but maybe you're waking up. Now I know both Democrats and Republicans could care less when it comes to violence towards women and girls, really. So you really think Republicans support violence towards women and girls? Is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard? I feel bad for your mama, I feel bad for you, but you know, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What Republican is hitting women? Are you crazy? Maybe you don't get it. Democrats support the murder of baby girls. It's called abortion. 65 million children were aborted in this country. 65 million aborted, murdered. A lot of them are girls, at least half, maybe more than half. You support that, but that, you know, Democrats are nice people, you thought, until a Democrat actually attacked your own mother. Here's the full report by Austin in case it's taken down. My name is Austin Monahan. I'm writing this letter on behalf of me and my brother. My brother and I watched our mom could have come out of pure hell after getting out of a relationship with Keith Ellison. For several months, we knew something wasn't right, couldn't figure it out. When we asked our mom if everything was okay, she told us she was dealing with some stress and would be okay. In the middle of 2017, I was using my mom's computer to try and download something. I clicked on a file. I found over 100 texts, Twitter messages, and video almost 2 minutes long showed Keith Ellison, and you know all the rest of it, dragging the mother out of bed, calling her F-B-I-T-C-H, telling her to get the F out of his house. Of course, he's spelling the real words out. The messages I found were mixed with him, consistently telling my mom he wanted her back. He missed her. He knew he effed up, and we wish we could do things different. He would victim-shaming, bully her, and threaten her if she went public. I texted him and told him, I know what you did to my mom and a few other things. I met up with my mom that night and asked her what happened. She said nothing happened until I told her I saw a video and a lot of messages saying something different. She finally talked. My brother and I were so angry and hurt for our mom. We were ready to go public, but our mom begged us not to. And she, along with others, convinced us it wasn't in our mom's best interest. I saw message after message throughout all that time where my mom was telling him she wasn't going to back to him, but she still saw his humanity and offered restorative justice, whatever the hell that is. I honestly don't see how she would offer him that, but that's her choice. Sitting all this time watching what her mom went through and not being able to say or do anything was hard as hell. None of you know the hell our family's gone through. I don't think half of you would even care. We watched your so-called political friends stand by and say or do nothing. People had an idea what happened, never reached out to my mom. The same people who are posting about social justice are ready to smear my mom, protect the person who abused her and broke the law. You think we give a you-know-what about politics when we saw what her mom went through? She may not matter to none of you, but she's our mom, our kid's grandmother, and she's actually someone. There's a lot more he has done to my mom and others we saw in the text. But our mom can decide if and when she wants to tell the world that part. Whether we saw the video, read all the messages, we would still have believed her if she had told us, hashtag I believe her. Anyway, you get the idea. I don't need to read the rest of it. You get the idea. Keith Ellison is a low-life piece of garbage. I can tell you right now, I don't always believe every claim by every woman. There's plenty of claims out there that are about money. This one's clearly not about money. See, liberals don't get it. Liberals would say to me, how come you believe about Keith Ellison, but you don't believe it when a woman says something about Donald Trump? Well, first of all, the claims against Donald Trump were 30 years old. The claims against Judge Roy Moore were 40 years old. They were made up when a guy was running for office. It was ridiculous. This one is relatively brand new. This one involves the children. And this one involves an extreme left woman who is dating an extreme left man. See, I only don't believe it if some woman comes out who's a left winger and starts attacking Donald Trump. Of course, her goal is to destroy Donald Trump. But if a left-wing woman came out against Hillary Clinton, you'd say, well, that's got to be true. Well, a left-wing woman comes out against Ellison, that's got to be true. Other big news of the day, Trump-hating FBI agent Peter Strzok is finally fired. It's about time. Big news. Former FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok fired Friday for violating Bureau policies. His lawyer confirmed the firing this morning. It is unclear whether Peter Strzok lost his top security clearance at this time. Isn't it funny? There's no Republican or conservative in the world that would be fired by the Obama administration that would keep their top security clearance. That's ridiculous. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch ordered the firing of Strzok. However, we should be cautious of Bowditch, as previously reported. He was involved in the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting cover-up and may be a potential witness in the Trump-Russia probe, as Comey had a conversation with him about Trump, asking him to back off his probe into General Flynn. I mean, they're all dirty. This entire D.C. swamp is disgusting. Peter Strzok, the FBI senior counterintelligence agent who disparaged President Trump in inflammatory text messages, they don't say this, but to his girlfriend, who's cheating on his wife with FBI lawyer Lisa Page, that's who he sent them all to, helped oversee the Hillary Clinton email and Russia investigation, has been fired for violating Bureau policies. Trump and his allies seized on the text messages exchanged during the 2016 campaign with FBI lawyer Lisa Page. And that's why they think it's an illegitimate witch hunt. Mr. Strzok rose over 20 years in the FBI to become one of the most experienced counterintelligence agents, was a key figure in the early months of the inquiry. He was accused of sending a highly sensitive search warrant to his personal email account. It's not clear why Strzok, who was formally fired on Friday, was dismissed at this time. In June, his conduct was laid out in a wide-ranging Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails in the run-up to the 2016 election. I'll bet I know why. I'll bet it's because Lisa Page testified in front of the House. I guarantee you, I heard the things she said were eye-opening. I heard she dumped all over this guy, Peter Strzok. I heard she admitted it was a massive conspiracy to destroy Donald Trump and frame Donald Trump and paint Hillary as innocent. And what does FBI hack Peter Strzok do right away? Creates a GoFundMe page and trashes Trump. He's raising money with liberals. Amazing.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids who are going to high school or college are looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a yes. product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My Crazy Life. Wasn't there a movie by that name, or a book, or TV show? I don't know. My Crazy Life. I think there was something by that name, but I've got a crazy life. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. If you saw my weekend, you wouldn't believe the amount of work I accomplished in a weekend. You know what Saturdays and Sundays for? Most people think they're for rest. Playing with the kids, hanging out, playing golf, playing tennis, going to the beach, swimming in the pool. My weekends are spent getting all the work done that I don't have time for Monday through Friday. Man, this past Saturday, I had a camera crew show up and a TV presenter from England, one of the top five or top four TV channels in London, England. You know, the TV news that runs throughout England, but based in London. They showed up, the camera crew, to interview me about Donald Trump and my views on things. And then as soon as they were leaving, another camera crew showed up. I mean, all of this was arranged. It wasn't a surprise. But I'm just saying, this is my day on a Saturday. And around that was writing my book about Donald Trump and getting two videos done. One video for, my website, rootforamerica.com, with my latest column, my latest political commentary. And the other one was a video. Nobody in the world is involved in politics and sports gambling. Just me. Another one was a video explaining why I am America's new Jimmy the Greek. If you remember Jimmy the Greek from the 1970s and 1980s, the number one Vegas odds maker in the world, the star of the NFL pregame show, NFL Today, with Brent Musburger and Phyllis George on CBS before the NFL football games. I'm the new Jimmy the Greek. I've been it for 30 years. And America needs a Jimmy the Greek on networks that have NFL football, and I'm pitching myself as that guy. And at the same time that's happening, I've got a major fantasy football company that's come to me that wants me to be the host and spokesman on their website for everything they do, fantasy football related. And this is a multi-zillion dollar company. So lots and lots and lots of things going on in politics and sports. And that's a wild combination. No one else has. I've always had it. All right, you're listening to War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. I am your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and most importantly, American made and proud of it. You think you could find someone in another country like me? Do you think there's somebody in England or Canada or Germany that works on Saturdays and Sundays? So it puts in an 8-hour day on Saturdays and Sundays and considers that a vacation. You know why I love weekends? A, because I get all the work done I couldn't do Monday through Friday. And B, because I actually feel it's like a vacation. I only work 8 hours a day. I have no radio and no TV. And, you know, it's only an 8-hour day instead of a 16-hour day. So to me, that's like, wow, that's heaven. Can you imagine finding a person like that in Europe? Finding a person like that in Latin America, in Greece, in Italy, where all they do is vacation for the whole month of August, and then when they're back, they take a siesta in the middle of the day, Spain, 2 hours in the middle of the day. Every minute is a new occasion for a holiday. In the United States, how many holidays do government employees have? Wayne Root's working on every one of those holidays, except for Christmas and New Year's. I watch football games. Those are the only 2 times of the year I don't work. Thanksgiving Day, I usually get work in all morning with the parade on in the background while I watch football the rest of the afternoon. So Thanksgiving's kind of an off day for me. But other than that, I work every day of the year, including my birthday. So I don't know. You can't find anyone like me anywhere else in the world. But there's lots like me in the United States. I'm not only one of my kind in America. Lots of people work hard. Heck, my board op, Chris, works his butt off for USA Radio. This guy's the hardest working guy in radio. You can't find a person like that in Europe. They don't exist. You know, you can't find one in America in any government office. There's no government employees that work like we do in the private sector. I work like a dog to pay my mortgage and pay my kids' college education. All I ever do is work. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm a new kind of Republican like Donald Trump. I'm in your face. I'm aggressive. I'm combative. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers right now, this second. Get ready, get set, go. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. And you will get a free 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Or go to TII1.com. And we love taking your calls. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Get on the line. We get back. We'll take your calls. 833-927-8255. Wayne Allyn Root. War. Now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Today, the FBI fired agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox News with his reaction to the firing.
It's about time. I mean, the American people deserve an FBI that's not biased. They deserve an FBI that's going to focus on the truth. Obviously, Peter Strzok wasn't that individual.
Authorities in Iowa held a press conference today regarding the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. Authorities were once again rather tight-lipped as far as what details it would release regarding the case. Former D.C. police detective Ted Washington said there's also one other thing that troubled him.
The authorities are unwilling to give a timeline, and I think that would be essential for the public at this stage.
Washington said he believes that that would help the authorities with some more tips as to know exactly when Tibbetts was jogging. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, third hour, of course, always Newsmax TV, 50 million homes and counting, growing fast, fastest growing cable news network in America. iTarget Pro is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Recently, there were two tragic officer-involved shootings, one where an officer fatally shot an innocent bystander, and another incident, a hostage was killed. I'm not telling you this to be critical of law enforcement. I am telling you because these are trained professionals who train for these specific scenarios throughout the year. But still had tragic outcomes. So what does this say for the rest of us who go shooting only once a month at best? Don't risk being unprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Do what I do. Practice frequently with iTarget Pro. Revolutionizing home firearm training. iTarget uses your actual gun so you can become proficient with the firearm you're actually going to use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of a bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. Right now, save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level safely and efficiently. That's the letter iTargetPro.com. Offer code WAR, iTargetPro.com. Pretty cool. I use my 357 Magnum, and I use their app, and I go target practicing right in my house, iTargetPro.com. Very cool. Thanks for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got our guest here, Brandon Straka. He started the hashtag walkaway campaign, which is all about walking away from the Democratic Party. So let's find out why he walked away. His video on Facebook has 2.4 million views. Brandon Straka, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. War, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So you are a lifelong liberal Democrat, is that correct?
Not anymore, but yes.
Well, I know not anymore, yeah. Yeah. But you were a lifelong Democrat, right?
Correct, yes, that's right.
And what made you a Democrat? Let's start with that.
Well, I often say that I was a Democrat by default because I'm a gay man, and I feel like the Democratic Party, does a pretty effective job at marketing themselves towards minority groups in America. So I kind of felt that there's slick advertising, I think. If you're Black, Hispanic, gay, even a woman, they love to kind of come at you and say that they're the only group that's ever going to protect you and look after you and that they're on your team and everyone else is against you. And, I guess I kind of fell for that, I live in New York City, which is a very liberal city. So, that's just kind of the camp I fell into.
I get it. I've spent my life in liberal circles, by the way. I'm Jewish, Ivy League educated from Columbia University, grew up in New York, then lived in Malibu among all the Hollywood actors and actresses, produced TV reality shows. And I've starred in several TV shows. So, I mean, my whole life I've been around nothing but liberals. So I get the whole liberal thing. And yeah. But I've been a lifelong conservative in those circles, believe it or not. And I've survived. They always like me because I have a nice personality. I'm nice to people. But I just don't agree with them on politics. That's all. I don't hate them. I don't want to kill them. But I don't agree with them. So we've always gotten along. I've never understood the whole gay tied in with Democrat thing. Because if I was gay, I'd say, wait a minute, the Democratic Party, their whole goal in life seems to be letting Muslims into America, many of whom have a hatred for gay people. And so, they're not going to keep me safe. Republicans are probably more apt with extreme vetting to keep people like Sharia law out of America who might want to drop me off of a building because I'm gay or stone me to death because I'm gay. Those type of things. I think Republicans are much better for gay people as far as protection goes than Democrats. But that's just my thought.
Well, see, and I think that you actually, I think you have a point there, but once again, this is where they're really successful with their marketing, because essentially what they say is on the topic of, I mean, cause really when you're talking about, Muslims, what you're really talking about is an ideology, an extremist ideology.
Correct, correct.
What they do is they say that you're a racist if you address that. So, the Democrats are very, very good at painting everybody else as being racist or bigot or sexist or homophobic. So, yes, you actually have a very solid point, but the truth is, what they do is they take you in under that umbrella and they say, everybody's so homophobic, people on the right are hate gay people. And then when you bring up an issue like, a radical ideology, they say, see, they're doing it again, they're racist. Those people are racist.
Hey, Brandon. Brandon, can I get you off the speakerphone and just get you on the grab the cradle of the phone? It just sounds a lot better, I think.
Yes, actually, I actually wasn't on a speakerphone. I was on a headset. But yes,
much better. No, much better. Remember, on radio, it just doesn't come across. It's harder to hear anyway in general. And so when people are listening in their car or whatever, it sounds like kind of you were in a tunnel pretty far away. So I wanted to make
sure
I could hear you loud and clear. All right, so tell us why you walked away from the Democratic Party, A, and B, why you turned into the walkaway movement. You know, what made you go to that extreme that you wanted to build your life around walking away from the Democrats?
Well, okay, so like I was saying a moment ago, you know, there's a lot of, you know, when you're on the left and you're involved with, you know, liberals and both Democrats, oftentimes there's a lot of focus that's put on racism, bigotry. But I was seeing as the years went by that people were starting to use these labels and these terms more and more, especially in circumstances where I didn't feel like they were at all applicable. Something like I think around 2015 we were having a conversation nationally about the Syrian refugee crisis, you know, and how we were going to handle that. And I just remember people on the right asking, and this is back when I was a liberal, but people on the right were asking questions like, you know, what do we actually know about these people? What's the vetting process? You know, like how many are we going to bring in? And people on the left were just, you know, jumping at that attack again, saying, oh, you're bigots, you're racist, you're whatever. And I was thinking, well, these are really reasonable questions. You know, I mean, I think that we should be asking these questions. But I started to see more and more as time went by, the identity politics, the political correctness, which was just becoming oppressive and preventing people from being able to, you know, ask reasonable questions or have conversations or have an opinion. It was just becoming a stranglehold on our culture. And then around the time of Trump's election, you know, I voted for Hillary. Again, the identity politics, because I felt like we needed a woman president. I don't know why, but I mean, that's just what I kept hearing. We needed a woman president. And so when Trump was elected, I was really, really devastated. And I was going on social media all the time saying, you know, how could the people of Middle America vote for this bigot, this racist, this, you know, because I had fallen for all of the left, the liberal media lies and slants that, you know, everything that they, this narrative that they had created that this man was the second coming of Hitler. And a friend of mine reached out to me and she just said, she's always been a conservative. She sent me a YouTube video, just said to me, have you seen this? And basically it was a compilation of footage that really clearly showed how the media was taking moments from his campaign out of context and, you know, creating a narrative around him, you know, just that he called all Mexicans rapists, that he mocked a disabled reporter, that he, you know, but when you watch these things in the full context of how it actually happened, that's really not how any of these things happened at all. You know, and in fact, sometimes quite the opposite. I mean, he actually was speaking very glowingly about the country of Mexico and the people of Mexico. And then after that, he made a comment about the Mexican government releasing criminals from their prison system. They're crossing the border. So I was starting to see that the media had really, really created a false narrative around this guy in order to make him out to be a monster because they were trying to push Hillary into the office. And where it really affected me personally and made me very angry was that after he was elected, it's not even as though at that point they said, okay, you know, the narrative didn't work. We lost. Let's just support our president. They decided to double down. And that's when they started churning out these stories constantly about, you know, if you're a gay person, you're in danger. If you're black, Jewish, Hispanic, that, you know, hate crimes are spiking, that he's going to sign executive orders to repeal your civil rights. I mean, like these stories were coming out constantly. And, of course, none of them would come true. And I started to see very clearly that they were manipulating minority groups using fear and intimidation. I mean, they were just scaring the hell out of us. And that really, really made me angry. And so the more I started to see that, I decided I'm going to walk away from these people. You know, especially the people on the left, too, the liberals are, you know, we've seen as the last couple of years have gone by, just the hatred and the name-calling and the violence and the vandalism, these things have just increased and increased. And now you've got people like Maxine Waters who are actually encouraging this behavior. I mean, these are the Democratic Party leaders. And so it was time for me to walk away, and I knew other people were feeling the same. So
hey,
Brandon,
for a guy who just changed so recently, you know, who voted for Hillary, you're good. I mean, you sound like a true conservative warrior. You and I would get along great. I'm shocked at how much you've absorbed in a short period of time that makes you a really good principled conservative, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I hear that a lot, from that I seem to have Because you know what it is? Is when I started to change, I tried reaching out to friends of mine and family and, you know, living in New York, just people in the city that I live with. And people were getting very angry at me. And friends were cutting me off. People were turning their backs on me.
Weren't you denied service at a camera store?
Yes, that was recently. That was after I started the campaign. So I started the campaign, and I ended up doing the Tucker Carlson show on July 2nd. And shortly after that, I went into a camera store and in New York, and the salesperson recognized me from being on TV and said, well, I went up to make my purchase, and he said, are you planning to use this equipment for alt-right purposes? And I said, alt-right? And he said, well, aren't you with the walkaway campaign? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, well, I'm sorry, I can't sell to you. He was I said, I don't support that.
That's unbelievable. That's truly Hey, Brandon, you know, the problem with radio is it goes very fast. But we got a lot in. We all think you're great, and we support you. We applaud you. And I wish you a lot of luck and a lot of best wishes in your campaign and everything else you do in life. You sound like a great guy. So welcome to the conservative movement, man. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How do people find you, by the way? They find you on Facebook?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My handle is at U.S. Minority. At U.S.
At U.S. Minority. At U.S. Minority. I like it. All right, great. All right, Brandon Straka, welcome to the team, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Wayne Allyn, we're now. We'll be right back. Good to have people like Brandon aboard, and let's get more. Let's fight for it.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, my Patriot Supply, if something bad happens, if the Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans or the Iranians, if they hack into our power grid and they take on the power grid, what are you going to do? Am I just making this stuff up? No, the Wall Street Journal says Russian hackers reach U.S. utility control rooms. And the New York Times says Russian hackers appear to shift focus to the U.S. power grid. The Department of Homeland Security reports Russia's military might be able to take control of parts of our electric grid. So it's not Wayne Root talking, and it's not My Patriot Supply talking. It's the U.S. government and the media, mainstream media. Let me ask you to consider if your home had no power for several weeks. Do you have an emergency food supply to get you through? Don't forget, here in Vegas, we had a bad electrical storm on, I think it was Friday night. And nobody had power down in downtown Vegas for 24 to 48 hours. Now, keep in mind, not only are you without power, you're without food, you're without your stove, it's 110 degrees. Think about it. How do you survive the grocery stores if they go empty, if the gas stations aren't pumping? You got to have food storage. Whether it's a long-term power outage or a natural disaster, rely on the folks at My Patriot Supply. They're devoted to helping hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. They sell dozens of emergency food kits as well as gravity-powered water filtration systems at MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's a power grid collapse, hurricane, earthquake, or something worse, protect yourself and build your food storage plan today. Do so at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. And make sure you tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you. By the way, we're going to have Laura Loomer on the show at 4:30. She'll be here at 4:30, so it'll be good talking to Laura. She got the Muslim, I think it's state senator, I believe, in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, who is married to her brother, or was married to her brother. Now they're divorced, but that's probably only for looks. That's only because, you know, we found out about it. So she divorced him, and they're probably still living together. I heard they're still living together with children. And she confronted her. And she's a Muslim woman married to her brother with kids with her brother. And she confronted him, and she got banned by Facebook. I mean, it's just, what's going on is just crazy. So anyway, at 4:30, we'll have Laura Loomer here to talk about it. You'll want to hear it. Because I'm interested. I want to hear what the heck happened. My understanding is there was like an attack. The woman like attacked Laura Loomer, and Facebook is banning her. What the hell is going on? Liberals are crazy. How do you... That's like saying somebody shot at me. I shot him back. You're banned. I'm putting you in jail. Really? I was answering in self-defense. You're not allowed to show it? Maybe she shouldn't have married her brother. Maybe she shouldn't have kids with her brother. But if someone brings it up, you can't show it? You get banned from Facebook? This reminds me of the whole Obama thing. You know, his birth. And in my case, I never questioned his birth, but I questioned his Columbia University time. I know. He went to Columbia University as an exchange student from Indonesia. I know exactly the scam he pulled to get into Columbia. I'm not a birther. I think he was born in America. He was born in Hawaii. He's the liar. He's the birther. He pulled a scam to get in Columbia. So Facebook should ban me. Twitter should ban me for actually daring to ask a question of the guy whose finger was on the nuclear button and ran the United States economy into the ground. To ask a question about his background makes you a terrible person, a birther, a conspiracy theorist, and you should be banned. You're involved in fake news if you ask a question. But you're a liberal, and you're like, Trump did pay taxes, Trump cheated with Russia, Trump cheated with Stormy, Trump's a horrible person, Trump's a communist, Trump's a child. Oh my God, it's a Russian conspiracy, Trump stole the election. No problem. That's not conspiracy. No problem at all. Don't you see there's no similarity between those two? None. If you're liberal, you ask 1,000 questions and make 1,000 crazy statements that are completely untrue. That's okay. That's patriotic. That's doing your duty as an American citizen. But God forbid you ever asked Obama, who wrote a book that said born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia, how the hell you could be president. If someone asked him that, they're the most horrible person that ever lived. Alex Jones should be banned for life. Everyone who ever brought up Obama's past, Wayne Rudy brings up his college and knows that Obama could never have gotten into Columbia unless he was a foreign exchange student with a diverse background from Indonesia. He pulled the scam. He's the birther. He wrote it in his book. And I just know the circumstance. I've spoken to 100 people at Columbia. Nobody knows him. Everyone agrees he was on a different track than the rest of us. That's why no one knows him. He was a foreign exchange student going to international classes and staying off campus with other foreign exchange students, a Pakistani national. That's why I didn't know him at Columbia. That's why no one knew him at Columbia. He lived in a different world than the rest of us. But to ask that question makes you a terrible person, and to confront a woman married to her brother who's an elected official, you know, no problem at all. No problem. In Minneapolis, just go ahead and elect Muslims married to their brothers. It's great. Surprised she's not gay, married to her sister. It's just, it's all one more bizarre thing after another one. Tom Fitton says the FBI has ignored our request for McCabe emails because they know it'll blow the whole case wide open. Yeah, you know, listen. I was the guy, I never heard of Peter Strzok, I never heard of Lisa Page. I didn't know anything about the head of the FBI, you know, in the old days, Mueller. I didn't know anything about Comey. I always knew McCabe was dirty because I knew his wife ran for office and collected like $750,000 from Terry McAuliffe, the best friend and bag man of the Clintons. So I knew that was the biggest scam I ever heard of, and then he's in charge of the investigation that finds her innocent. So I knew McCabe was dirty. So if you have bad text messages between all these FBI agents and FBI leaders, what do you think you'd find if you got the FBI text messages of Andrew McCabe? How about Andrew McCabe and his wife, the one who has the $750,000 bribe, I mean campaign contribution, from the Clinton's best friend? What do you think those texts are going to say? Andrew McCabe is the key to the case. Send him to jail for life. Twist his arm.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Come.